This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, it is, of course, a Medal of Honor Monday. It's Thanksgiving week. Gonna be a short week, at least for me. Sorry about that. But we've got a huge night for you tonight, and I mean gigantic. Obviously, an hour from now is gonna be Medal of Honor Monday, like we always do. But to begin, we are actually going to begin off of teaching me and teaching you what winning is, how to argue appropriately, because debate and arguing is important. And trust me, I'm going somewhere with this. This is going to be about the January 6th tapes that got released and all these other things. How the government responds when government is in crisis, courtesy of New York. Thanks for that. The IRS will tie right into that. Joe Biden's job approval. Is The Rock going to run for president? And all that and so much more. A bunch of emails. I'm going to try to clean out a fat email stack between today and tomorrow. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here. And this is the portion where I'm trying to prep the ground, if you will. Prep the battlefield. In what way? Well, I want you to picture you and me. We're walking on a bunch of chairs, and the chairs are really unbalanced, and there's going to be some falls. This is me putting pads out to try to soften the blow, all right? So allow me to explain something. There is a reason that us on the right, I'm not talking about necessarily you individually, although this may apply to you and to me, but us on the right, there's a reason we don't know how to win, we never win, and in fact, we don't even know what winning actually looks like. There is a reason, and this is going to be about the January 6th tapes. Just stay with me on this. Stay with me on this. Here's the reason. Winning and losing are habit-forming. They are habit-forming. It is part of the human condition. You see this all the time in sports. You see it all. Sports is a great example. I've told you this story before. I won't go into it again. My sophomore year, I was playing basketball. There was an A team and there was a B team. And the B team is where they put the troublemakers and the worst players. And so, of course, that's where I was. And we would go. We'd play other teams who were way better than us all year, and we get blown out every game. 20, 30 points blown out every game. And I'm not proud of this, but by the end of the year, we didn't care. In fact, we had some laughs about it. We'd sit on the bench joking. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that awful? But losing is what we did. Losing became a habit for us. And it's all we did. It's all we knew how to do. Winning is the exact same way. You ever talk to one of these teams on some dynasty? You ever talk to one of these dynasty Yankee teams or the Patriots or so? You ever talk to one of these teams or hear somebody interviewed? Winning becomes habit forming. You just know what you have to do to win. You're used to winning. You know how to win. Nope, we have to show up on time this day. Nope, I have to eat this. I have to sleep here. I have to do this. And if I do this, this, and this, if I do step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I will know how to win. I will learn. I will win. I'm used to winning. I will win. The right is used to losing. Slowly but surely. Institution after institution after institution, losing, 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 losing. Legislation after legislation. When's the last piece of GOP legislation you actually ever remember? Do you even remember one? Of course you don't. Losing. These January 6th, the release of the January 6th footage is one of the great examples of the right in its addiction to losing and how it doesn't even understand what winning is. And I have so much we're going to say about this, about them making you an enemy of the state. I'm actually even going to tie this into Thanksgiving here in a minute, believe it or not, because it might come into play for you. But this is what I mean. This is what I mean. So the story, in case you're just now getting up to date, the story was over the weekend, the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to his credit, I want to make sure we're doing that. Look, we've been hard on him. I'm going to give him compliments when he deserves it. Release the January 6th footage. What January 6th footage? Let's deal with that. Well, you know that the capital area of D.C., I don't know if you've ever been there, but that area, I've been there many times, it's all cameras. There are cameras everywhere. Every square inch has not a camera on it, multiple cameras on it. And I don't just mean the building itself. You will notice it if you're ever in that area, walking around blocks away, cameras everywhere. It's one of the most surveilled areas on the planet. And yet, after January 6th, they kept 40,000 hours of footage quiet. Now, we will go into this. I will go into this part of it in more detail later, but let's just cut right to the chase. Why did they keep it quiet? They kept 40,000 hours of January 6th footage quiet because they didn't want the public to see the truth, and they didn't want the public to see that these were not domestic terrorists, that the government helped these people, in fact, instigated this whole thing. The cops participated in it and all these other things. Why didn't they want to see that? Because they wanted to turn you into an enemy of the state, and we'll get to all this later, and they have successfully done so. 1,200 Americans arrested since then. I need to point out four of these January 6th people have killed themselves, suicides, families destroyed, lives destroyed, people in federal prison for 3 straight years. The federal government, the DOJ, the FBI, Democrats and Republicans have hunted down January 6th people, treated them like domestic terrorists, and 3 years after these people have been hunted down and thrown in dungeons, 3 years later, the GOP releases the footage showing the truth on a Sunday afternoon, and today, you everywhere you turn, everyone on the radio, everyone in print, everyone on TV, everybody and their brother is celebrating this like some kind of a win. We had 3 years of being turned into a domestic terrorist. Not a single thing has changed. Not a single person at the FBI or DOJ has even acted like they intend to reverse course. In fact, they have bragged repeatedly that they're going to keep doing so, and today we actually get to see footage of what anyone who was paying attention already knew, that this was not some domestic terrorist event. And today, everyone on the right is all, woo, we got him now, guys. I'm sorry? What? We got him now? I'm supposed to what? Should I send the GOP a donation? The GOP just got done working with Democrats to fully fund the DOJ and FBI that has already decided you're a domestic terrorist. The FBI that's infiltrating your church, arresting pro-lifers, treating school board moms like terrorists. The GOP just fully funded the organization, and I'm supposed to celebrate because I get to see footage of it 3 years later? Do I have that right? If I come home from work this evening and the mailman is just now leaving my house where he spent the evening with my wife, should I thank her for kicking him out when I get home? Because that's what you sound like when you sit and thank these lily-livered, low-T, pathetic losers for doing always the very bare minimum to protect you and protect me. But we think this is a win. You know what this reminds me of? I'll tell you what this reminds me of. It reminds me of when Trump got arrested and indicted in Georgia. They indicted and arrested the man who might be the nominee for president with the intention of throwing him in prison before the election. And I sat and watched 99% of the American right celebrate because Trump took a cool mugshot photo. I remember it like it was yesterday. Oh my gosh, look at this. They really screwed up. We got him now. What? We don't even understand what winning looks like. We don't. Speaking of sports, we're getting blown out 60-0. We just kicked a field goal with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and everybody's celebrating today. Woo! Victory! Going down! Woo! Thanks for the tapes. 3 years later, where did the 1,200 people go to get their lives back, you wusses? This is exactly why the male vitality stack from Chalk is actually designed. I should ask Seton. I should ask Chalk if they can come up with the GOP blend. I wonder if there's an extra strength case. Because normal people like you and me, we get to enjoy a 20% increase in our testosterone in 90 days. But clearly that number needs to be closer to 100 for members of the GOP. Maybe then someone in this party will understand what actual winning looks like. Because this ain't it, Jack. Golly. Anyway. Hey, you know what? Black Friday sale time at Chalk. I'm all fired up. I'm going to calm down in a minute. It's Black Friday sale time. Male vitality stacks, female vitality stacks, chocolate, powder, armor, whatever you want. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you Black Friday deals on all the stuff. Oh, their new Chad mode pre-workout, everything. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go get you a discount. I'm actually going to take this knowing what winning is, and we're going to make it about Thanksgiving. You ready for that? Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It is a Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up about 45 minutes from now. We'll get to the latest and greatest from the government. The IRS, the NYPD, The Rock, Joe Biden, all that and so much more still to come. We're talking about the low-T GOP right now, though, and how these January 6th tapes got released. And I'm glad they did get released. I'm glad we're finally seeing this. And we're going to lay all this out kind of in a timeline here in just a few and get to what it means. But I actually want to make this, this is about you. This is about me. Not only as we launch into the holiday season here, Thanksgiving, family time, neighbors, things like that, but for the rest of our lives. And this is what I mean. We don't, because I have been part of a culture of losing for so long, a culture of losers. That's been the right. That's been the American right. We lose to the left and lose this and lose that. And lose. I'll cut your penis off and you can't even watch football. Lose, 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 lose. That now I've been part of this culture so long, I have to find a way to break out of it and change it. The GOP acts like it's a win to release January 6th tapes 3 years after its voters have been hunted down by the FBI and classified as domestic terrorists.
That attack, that siege, was criminal behavior, not plain siege. And simple, and it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism. It's got no place in our democracy.
Yeah, we're not a democracy, and it wasn't a siege. Anyway, we'll set all that stuff aside. So let's talk about you, me, winning. Changing this culture. Huh? I'm going to play something for you. And you're probably going to roll your eyes at it or scoff at it, but I just want you to stay with me. This is an old audio bit. It's like 5 years ago, I think 2018. This is Barack Obama. I know I despise him too, but stay with me. Barack Obama, he's going off about climate changers. We could fix climate change right now if they weren't so racist and things like that. But I want you to listen to this, especially as Thanksgiving's coming. Christmas is coming. Family. Liberal Aunt Peggy. I want you to listen because he does something. And he shows us something. There is a technique they use that has worked perfectly on us for a long time. And he does it so well right here. This is what you call a culture of winning. This is a human being who's used to winning, he intends to win, and he's used to dealing with losers.
Like right now, I could take off the shelf existing technologies. We could reduce carbon emissions by, let's say, 30%. Without any, you know, it's not like we'd all have to go back to caves and, you know, live off, you know, fire. We could have electricity and smartphones and all that stuff. The reason we don't do it is because we are still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues. Yeah, I mean, we are
shrouded with hate, racism. No, okay, now set aside your anger about what he said. This is an important technique that you and I must get through our thick skulls. I know I do, for when we're dealing with communists. And you may have to deal with one this week if once liberal Aunt Peggy shows up with her fruit salad at Thanksgiving. But seriously, in our lives, our jobs, our neighbors, we have to understand this. First, let's get communism is about destruction. It's about taking something beautiful, and destroying it. It's a religion of destruction and domination. It's the religion of the malcontent. That's why all these people are angry all the time. So they want to take something that's beautiful. In this case, it's America. And they want to absolutely rip it to shreds. That's what they want. They understand the people who like America, the people who reside in America, will obviously be naturally resistant to them tearing the country apart. So what do? Well, they don't back off. They don't change their plans. They have a technique they use, and they use it well, and it works perfectly against you because it uses your values against you. Barack Obama comes before you, and I use him because he's the smartest example we have on the left. He's very, very good. Do not discount Obama. Barack Obama comes to you, and Barack Obama says to you, hey, I need you to give up your freedom. I need you to give up control of your thermostat. I need you to give up your car. I need you to be poorer, most definitely. I need your air conditioning to be under my control. I need your heat to be under my control. We need less of this and less of this and less of this. We need fewer cars and fewer roads, and you have to be poorer, and you have to eat less, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. But he makes sure he throws this in as well, because he understands you're immediately going to be a no on all that, right? Well, no, I don't feel like that. So instead, he throws in this. I want to destroy this, and I want to destroy that, and I want to destroy this that you love, and anyone who stands against me is a racist. In fact, anyone who stands against me is hateful, evil, a Nazi, a misogynist. But why? Why does he do that? Don't roll your eyes at it. It's a technique. He's doing something. Why does he do that? Let me destroy your freedom. If not, you're a racist. Why does he do that? And how do we counter that? We've been doing it wrong. We'll talk about that next. And this is going to apply, hopefully not to you, but maybe to Thanksgiving. By the way, it is Thanksgiving. We all have much to be thankful for, right? I am thankful for the Acervo Project. I am thankful that there is an organization out there saving children from being trafficked. American kids are being trafficked all over the place. It might be happening right under your nose. It doesn't matter. Well, I'm not here. No, it might be happening right under your nose. With social media, they get recruited, blackmailed, manipulated into videos, pictures, sometimes running away from home, lives destroyed. The Acervo Project is there for them, rescuing these kids and getting the criminals behind bars. When you support the Acervo Project, that's what you support. They ask for $14 a month is all. A-S-S-E-R-V-O. Average age of a trafficked child in America is 14. 14 bucks a month helps stop it. TheAcervoProject.org. TheAcervoProject.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, only about a half hour away from Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email me. Tomorrow's going to be my last day this week. Stop. Okay, it's Thanksgiving break. I've got Thanksgiving things to do. I'm sorry. I will be back on Monday. I'm sorry. All right? But if you want to email me, love, hate, death threats. If you have asked Dr. Jesse questions, we'll probably do some of that tomorrow because it's the last day. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com, but get those in now. All right, let's go back to Barack Obama. I'm gonna play it again. This is a technique they use. Hey, give me your freedom. Let me destroy everything you love. Otherwise, you're a racist.
Like that, right now, I could take off the shelf existing technologies. We could reduce carbon emissions by, let's say, 30%. Without any, you know, it's not like we'd all have to go back to caves and, you know, live off, you know, fire. We could have electricity and smartphones and all that stuff. The reason we don't.
Just sorry, real quick. Don't you love how they tell you what you're going to be allowed to have? Oh, don't worry. I'll still let you have this. That's so nice of you.
Do it is because we are still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism.
Let me destroy your freedom, peasant. Otherwise, you're confused and hateful and racist. Why do they do it? Well, here's why they do it. They understand if they take their argument to such an extreme that you very likely will lack the willpower or self-confidence or whatever you want to call it to match their extremism so as to make sure they don't move the ball at all. And here's how I want you to think of it this way, because we're talking about arguing here and debating, and this is something the right, this is one of the reasons this mentality is why the right feels. So I want you to do me a favor, all right? I want you to either picture one or draw one, even on your phone, wherever. I want you to draw just a line from right to left, from west to east. Okay, you got a line on a piece of paper or on your phone in your head? All right, you got that line? Now, right in the middle of that line, don't worry about being exact here. It's not engineering class. I want you to make a little circle. All right, there's a little circle in the line. You with me? All right, Barack Obama gets up and he says, I need you to give me your gas-powered car. Otherwise, you're an evil racist Nazi who deserves to die. Okay, that's ridiculous, right? He's crazy, right? He's nuts. But he just moved the ball way to the left side of the line. All right, he yanked it way to the left. And in order to fortify his argument, he said, if you want to stop me from doing this, you're a racist. You're a Nazi. Hateful. Confused. So he moved it way to the left. Now, what would you... Yeah, that's right, Chris. We're basically doing an Overton window thing. Now, How should you counter that? Just pause with me for a second. How should you counter that? Here's how a normal person on the right in America has countered that for years and years and years and years, decades. This is how the person on the right has countered that. Well, wait a minute. I'm not a racist. Hold on. I'm not racist. I've got black friends. Racist. What are you talking? Confused? No, I actually did some research. I'm not very confused. You've already lost. You know that, right? The millisecond Barack Obama or your liberal Aunt Peggy or any communist in between gets you to play defense on the ridiculous accusations they lob your way, you have lost. Do you know why? Because that circle on your line that got moved clear to the left, if you start arguing about the details and minutia of it, well, I'm not really a racist and I'm not really hateful. Yeah, you may move that circle back somewhat to the right, but you will never even get it back to the middle where it was. He has permanently shifted the Overton window permanently to his side. Even if you get it most of the way back, in the end, he still wins because it has shifted to the left. And you have done nothing, nothing to shift it, not just back to the middle, let alone moving it back your way. Nothing. The second the communist gets you defending yourself, I'm not a racist, I'm not a Nazi, I'm not a terrorist, it's not this, it's not that, it's not this. The second he gets you playing defense on his ridiculous accusations, you've already lost. Game over. Period. End of story. Now, how does this apply to things like Thanksgiving? What am I talking about? Well, are you ready to get uncomfortable? Our social shame system is upside down in this country. Liberal Aunt Peggy, she walks in to Thanksgiving and she's so loud because we have been silent and we don't know how to argue and we want to keep the peace. Oh, it's family time. Let's not bring politics here. But here's the problem with it, and this really matters. I need you to listen to me here. It really genuinely matters for the good of your country. Your Thanksgiving dinner matters for the good of your country. A social shame system, like we talk about, social shame system. Social shame is valuable, provided you're shaming the correct things. Today, we shame all the incorrect things. Social shame is valuable. It's critical for a country. A social shame system, though, is built by all the people in the nation. Everybody plays a part in it. I do, you do, Jewish producer Chris does, Michael does, your liberal Aunt Peggy does, the president does. Every single person plays a part in creating the social shame system we have in this country. The people who are loud and opinionated, they have much more of a say in the social shame system and what it looks like than the polite person who just wants to get through Thanksgiving without offending mom. That is a fact. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, it's not enough to try to counter her arguments. You're going to show up with a piece of paper. Actually, no, if you read about this, the crime is actually worse in New York here where the guns are bad. But if you go to a free, you've already lost the argument. You've already lost the argument. She doesn't care. She knows. She has you playing defense about the minutia, and therefore she's already won. Or she's really won if you stay quiet. Oh, brother, here we go. All right, I'm just going to go to the other room. I'm going to go throw the football around. You know you have to be mean to liberal Aunt Peggy, right? You know, and I know this will be wildly popular, but you understand that liberal Aunt Peggy should be afraid to preach her demonic religion at Thanksgiving. You know that, right? Not physically afraid. I'm not saying that. The very thought of bringing up her evil demonic religion should give her a knot in the pit of her stomach that's full of anti-anxiety medication. It should. It should gnaw at her because of the fear of how badly she will be treated by the other people in your home if she spews her demonic filth out of her stupid fat mouth. That is shifting the social shame system. But we are so nice on the right, and we have believed for so long that we can nice our way out of these problems, that we stay silent, or we roll our eyes, or we'll bring our talking points and facts as if that works. Liberal Aunt Peggy should feel unwelcome at your Thanksgiving if she is loud. She should feel unwelcome. She should. Ah, that's too extreme. It's too much. Yep, that's why they win and we lose. If that's what you're saying right now, that's exactly why it's become acceptable for doctors to chop off the breasts of 13-year-old girls in this country, because the good people are polite and nice and the evil demons are loud and shouting it from the rooftops. And every one of us, every single one of us, we all have a part to play in this, you included. That's how you argue. That's how you come back. All right? Look, if you want to make it easier for her, give her a 6-piece towel set from MyPillow on the way out the door after she leaves. Hey, Peggy, I'm sorry you found out you're a demon and you're not welcome here anymore, but did you know that the new MyPillow My Towels, they use this long Sherpa cotton, long staple Sherpa cotton, and it's glorious to dry out. Peggy, where are you going? No, you're going to want to dry off with these things later on after you take a shower with your cats. Peggy, please. Peggy, they were 50% off, please. Peggy, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. I'm sure you're a big fan. Get a 6-piece towel set, 50% off, Peggy. Or call them. 800-845-0544. Seriously, they are the best towels, and they really are 50% off. You can get them as low as $29.98 right now. All right? MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse. I'm not done yet. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're only like 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. I'm excited about that. Before I get back to this arguing with things, and we are going to do a longer thing on the January 6th stuff, IRS stuff, because there is a bigger point I want to get to about that stuff. I just a couple headlines. Is this not the most government thing you've ever seen in your life when you pair these two headlines together? This is wonderful. Headline. New York is ranked the least free state with high taxes, debt, and regulation. And the next headline is the NYPD is upgrading its radios and the public won't be able to tune in. The government failing you and treating you poorly, and then responding to that by covering things up and attacking you, that might be the most government headline ever. That is, you know what that is? That's the government when they hired 87,000 new IRS agents. I have this headline too. IRS takes aim at Americans' earnings from Venmo and PayPal and dispatches 30 million new tax forms. The government's facing all these deficit shortfalls and all these things, and no one in the government has even given serious consideration to stopping the spending or stopping printing. All they do is look out at us like a bunch of hungry lions and we're wounded deer. Or we could just send the IRS goons after the normal people. Gosh. All right, enough. But back to what we were talking about. We have got to become much more bold and much more comfortable. And when I say this, I want to explain something. I know that for some people, maybe it's you, when you hear that, it's music to your ears. Good. I don't like my liberal Aunt Peggy anyway. Screw her. I can't wait to get a hold of her at Thanksgiving time. But I understand God makes everybody different. And many people were raised differently. Maybe even the thought of confrontation with a coworker or a neighbor or liberal Aunt Peggy or whoever, maybe the very thought of that has you squirming around in your chair, has you uncomfortable. I don't like the thought of it. I just want to get along. And I want to be clear. I understand that. I understand that I'm naturally rude. This stuff would be easier for someone like me than it would be for my wife, who would just want everything to calm down and quiet down and let's have a nice family time. In fact, that dynamic is probably fairly common. Of the men would probably be more comfortable with it. Women would probably want a more peaceful time. And that's fine. I'm not saying the women are wrong and the men are right. I'm really not doing that. But I am saying, why are the good people so afraid? Why are the good people in our society so quiet and the evil people are so bold? You know why? Because the good people are afraid and scared, and they've allowed the bad people to form a social shame system that is wrong. You know what I remember? I remember it like it was yesterday. It's a random thing. It just popped into my head. I remember it like it was yesterday after St. George Floyd died and everyone in the NFL was kneeling for the flag and America sucks and they doing all that thing. And I remember Drew Brees. I think he's retired now. I don't know. I stopped watching the NFL after this, but he was a great quarterback back then. Puts out a video online, non-political video at all. All the video said was, both of my grandpas fought for America in World War II. And that's what the flag means to me, and that's why I love it. That's all it said. It wasn't some, you know, hey, go vote Trump thing. That's all it was. I love the country. My grandpas fought for it. Within 24 hours, the social shame system had so abused that scared little weakling Drew Brees that he put out multiple apology videos for his first video. That is a social shame system that is insanely upside down and wrong. And that social shame system exists. You can blame Drew Brees for his cowardice, and I do. And you can blame the evil communists on the left for pressuring him, and I do. But here's a question for you and for me. Why didn't Drew Brees feel like he had an army behind him of citizens who agreed with him and supported him? He didn't. He put out one video, totally innocent, felt like the whole world was against him, and started groveling. Part of that's because he's a weak little girl, and part of that is because the social shame system is upside down. The social shame system only flips over and gets right side up if every single American citizen chooses to stop remaining silent, stop going along with it, stop shrugging your shoulders, stop, well, I don't want to ruin Thanksgiving at mom's house. That is exactly why we are where we are. The demons are excited. The demons are so excited, they'll get up in front of you and boldly give speeches about destroying your food supply.
And then you have nitrates, excess nitrates that are essence of farming. You go to place, I learned all this actually when I was running for president back in 2004. And in Iowa, they have tile underneath the fields. You know, they dig down 6 feet, put the tile and put the earth back on it. You wouldn't think of that.
John Kerry, and many more like him, why are they so bold? Why are the people who want to kill billions of people, billions, why are they comfortable making videos about it?
Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. So we've taken that chart that shows the global population growth, and we've actually extended it out all the way.
It's a bit scary. All that new life on the planet is scary. We need to exterminate it. Why are they comfortable? Because the social shame system allows them to speak and the good people are silent. We can be silent no more. All right? Hey, if you're not up to it, all that means is you haven't been taking your stack from Chalk long enough. If you're a dude and you're not up to it, your T levels are too low. 90 days, you'll have a 20% increase in your T levels. After a year, you're going to be bouncing off the walls and you'll be ready for liberal Aunt Peggy. Ladies, don't think you're left out. Don't think you're left out. There's a female vitality stack for you. Liberal Aunt Peggy needs to hear it from you as well. She can't just get it from the men. Female vitality stacks. Male vitality stacks. Chalk lit powder. If you really want to be revved up and going through the roof for Thanksgiving, pour some Chad mode in something before you go and you'll be ready to rock and ruin, baby. But anyway, all the natural herbal supplements at Chalk, they're on sale right now. its Black Friday sale early at Chalk. You have to go to CHOQ.com, use the promo code Jesse, and take advantage of the sale while it lasts, please. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, all right? It's Medal of Honor Monday time. Biden's lowest approval ever. Is The Rock running for president? But let's talk about the January 6th stuff after Medal of Honor Monday, of course. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.